This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
The Boys to Men Mentoring Network was created to guide boys aged 13 to 17 through their passage to manhood. The organization believes that boys have had too few positive role models and far too many negative examples of masculinity. Its mission is to help boys become better men. One of their programs is a Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend, which organizers will bring to the Nanaimo region in October. We're joined on the phone by two directors with Boys to Men Canada. Grant Waldman joins us from Duncan and David Cordes from Montreal. Welcome to People First Radio, folks.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Tell us more about the Boys to Men Mentoring Network.
Boys to Men was founded, actually, in San Diego, California, 12 years ago. It was the initiative of Herb Sigurdsson, who'd been active with the Boys and Girls Clubs in San Diego for about 30 years. And along with his son Joe and Craig McLean, they got together at their kitchen table and designed a weekend initially for boys called a Rite of Passage Adventure Weekend, or ROPA as the acronym. And the first weekend was held about 6 months following Herb's passing. And Craig and Joe founded the program. I think we're in our 12th year now. And the common link with Craig and Joe and Herb was through an organization known as the Mankind Project. And it was actually an invitation from some of the directors of the Mankind Project for their members to find a mission of service in the world that would contribute and move the world forward. And this is where Boys to Men was born out of.
Tell us about the Rites of Passage Adventure Weekend that's coming up in our area and obviously other places.
Grant?
Yeah, well, just to give a bit of background as well about the our local team that represents Boys to Men. David mentioned the Mankind Project, and I went through Rites of Passage with the Mankind Project just over 3 years ago, and I walked out of my Rites of Passage thinking, man, I wish I had something like this when I was younger in my teenage years. It would have really supported me. And I learned about Boys to Men through speaking with some of my colleagues at the Mankind Project, and they connected me with David, who has now been involved with the organization for a few years. And so the Rites of Passage weekend that we have planned, which is actually going to be held in the Cowichan region, we're looking at a site on the Malahat for this. It's an opportunity for boys to have an authentic rite of passage, and a rite of passage is something that has been, you know, it's something that's been offered to boys, typically by the elders and leaders of a tribe for thousands of years. So the Boys to Men organization is offering a similar type of, I would call it a challenge to boys, or an opportunity for them to learn about things like accountability and taking personal responsibility and open and honest communication having the opportunity to connect with their feelings. These are the types of issues that the Rites of Passage Weekend wants the boys to take a closer look at in their lives.
This is People First Radio. We're speaking with Grant Waldman and David Cordes about the organization Boys to Men, a group providing boys with mentoring and role models so that they learn integrity, accountability, compassion, and respect. David Cordes, tell us more about the specific challenges that boys are facing today.
Well, one of the unique things about our program is that I'm yet to meet somebody who doesn't know a teenage boy who is struggling. And typically programs like ours, the impetus is always, well, this boy's broken. We need to fix him. The society's remedy is let's fix our boys. And the premise of Boys to Men is that boys are never broken. They simply don't have what they're looking for. And there's a hardwiring in a male, and I'm certain it's in a female as well, to define their place in the tribe, in the culture, in the community. The role models that are put out through media, the sports figures, the politicians, the male role models that boys reflect off of today in society are by and large broken. So our boys are growing up externalizing who they are through broken models and trying to figure out how to be a man without anything specific in terms of a path or a stepping stone towards manhood. And a lot of the behaviors that show up as a result of that void and that auto-created journey to manhood by the boy are drug addiction, violence. There's a lot of angry teenage boys. My hand goes up. I certainly was when I was a teenage boy. Truancy from school, dropout, and a lot of self-defeating behaviors that are born out of a lack of awareness of self or a place to actualize and experience that. And so at Boys to Men, we gather up men who have decided to step into the paths of teenage boys today and bring a bunch of boys to the weekend and create a safe place for boys to take off those masks that they wear and to really show us who they are and be celebrated and honored. And that's the first step.
So, and a wonderful aspect of the weekend is that the mentors who are very much a crucial part of the weekend go through another weekend, kind of their own rite of passage before the boys' rite of passage weekend. It's called Reclaim Your Teenage Fire, which David was out here just a few weeks ago with a group of local men. And he ran it for us, and it's basically an opportunity for men to go back to their teenage years and really reclaim that fire and really take a look at, you know, maybe some of the wounds that came up for them in that period of their life, and to maybe create some new associations or maybe to do some healing around that time of their life and be able to come to the rites of passage weekend for the boys with a newfound spirit, a newfound energy, a new fire, and they're ready to meet the boys where they're at when they're going through their own processes, their own rite of passage.
Mm-hmm. What feedback do you receive from the boys after the weekend?
That's a great question. If we told the boys exactly what was going to happen on the weekend before they came on it, they would never, ever come. Because the concept of actually standing up and speaking your truth in front of a group doesn't exist. It's interesting you'd ask that question, because we've actually done a bar on emotional quotient. It was done in San Diego. It's a test, an emotional IQ test, that boys were given before and following the weekend. And on average, their scores went up by 40 points. On their emotional intelligence following the weekend. I think boys typically have a sense of relief that they've been able to just let all that armor down and be real and be seen and be accepted for who they are. And a lot of the boys come back to staff not only the boys' weekends, but the men's weekends as well.
Yeah, that's quite a figure, 40%. What sorts of things are measured in the emotional intelligence?
I have the statistics. I must admit I haven't seen the test itself, so I'm not able to answer that question. But you've inspired me to dig further and get a hold of the specifics, so I'll be in a better position to answer it next time.
I would think the types of things that would come up in that test would be, again, around issues around integrity and, mm-hmm. and communication and feelings. A big word that comes up out of the weekend is the word respect. You know, the ability to respect both the masculine and feminine energies, you know, to respect the mother and women in the community, to be able to respect constructive ways of being a man in the community, as well as self-respect. That's a real huge huge piece that they walk out of the weekend with. And I think from a point of view of an emotional quotient, I think that's a real big one that they walk away with.
Right. What types of boys participate? Do you are they just people you know, or do you like put it out in schools? How do people become are able to become part of this?
Boys to Men has really operated over the last 12 years as a grassroots organization with new centers hubbing up against centers of the Mankind Project, and that's generally been our invitation vehicle is the men in the communities of the Mankind Project and their sons. We're now expanding into school systems. We actually run a program right in a private boarding school in Sedona, Arizona. We've got initiatives here in front of the English Montreal School Board. We do open houses. We've often partnered up with local YMCAs to use their facilities and invite their constituency.
We have just a couple of moments left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our discussion. Grant Waldman.
Yes, Kevin, what I'd like to add is, first of all, I'd like to confirm the date of this Rite of Passage weekend, which is the Thanksgiving weekend, which David likes to call a blessing because for a couple of reasons. One, there's the Monday after the weekend, which provides the men and the boys an opportunity to rest because it is an adventure weekend. Second of all, it's a weekend for giving thanks, and I think this rite of passage weekend is all about being thankful for being a boy and to reinforce that that wonderful energy of a boy that quite often society doesn't do. So it's on the weekend of the 9th to the 11th. Again, we're most likely going to be holding it in the region of the Malahat in the Cowichan region. And certainly, if they want more information, they can certainly contact myself. It's G. Waldman, W-A-L-D-M-A-N, at telus.net. My phone number is 250-748-2766, and we'd love to hear from everybody. And a big way of this spreading is word of mouth, it's people telling people. Mm-hmm. And certainly, it's a big community effort, and we're really excited about this getting off the ground.
If I have a moment here, my experience personally and with the men that I've encountered, and they're in the hundreds that are involved in this organization, the men actually get more out of the program. And not that we measure that, but men typically carry more baggage coming into the program, unresolved pain and issues from their own adolescent years. And so we create a community of men who are healing those parts of themselves, doing it live, real time, in an honest and authentic way with boys as their support and witnesses, and then it goes back and forth. So the whole idea of mentoring is very non-hierarchical within the Boys to Men organization. It's about men and boys coming together and telling the truth.
And the real beauty, too, is that after this Rite of Passage weekend, we have what is known as J-Groups. Which, once the boys go through this weekend, they're called journeymen. They're on the journey to manhood. So we have J-groups after the weekend where boys and men get together and continue the process of connecting and learning and supporting one another.
Thank you to both of you for taking the time to join us today, David Cortez and Grant Waldman.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David Cortez spoke with us from Montreal and Grant Waldman from Duncan. Both David and Grant are directors of Boys to Men Canada. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.